systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, December 30th, 2009. And my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
And this is the last motherfucking show of this godforsaken year.
No, of the decade.
And the decade. The year first, the decade second.
Holy shit.
Episode 291. Thank you, everybody, for being with us, for joining us for the Wednesday night episode, for calling us, for donating, for being with us this long, another
for
year.
For sending us random off-the-wall questions.
Awesome wall questions.
Awesome questions.
I appreciate that very much.
This is so crazy. Now you're going to have to introduce it saying, this is January whatever,
yeah,
2010.
We did that last year when we get New Year's about once
every year,
365 days.
Right,
so
right.
Yeah, and we've been doing this for a little while now.
It's so weird though, but this time it's not 2007, 8, or 9. It's 2010.
That's why,
dude,
I write it down.
It's 2010, dude.
What do you think the people back in 1899 were like? Oh my God, it's almost 1900. And then they died from the black lung.
Hey, my grandmother didn't die. She was there.
Was she in the... Did she have the black lung?
I don't know.
Well, that's why.
It was my great-grandmother.
It's because back then, women stayed in the fucking house, raising the fucking kids, giving blowjobs and shit,
no,
while the men were out working in the fucking mines, getting black lung.
So, how was your day?
My
Matt?
Day was fucking horrible.
Oh yeah?
I wake up this morning pissed
fucking
still
late.
From last night at
fucking
like
late.
Yeah, an hour later than I should have.
I heard your alarm go off and I kind of like pushed
it. Oh, did
you.
It go
yes,
off?
It did go
okay,
off.
Cuz I was about to blame the new droid.
Well, I pushed you and I usually go back to sleep after I push you cuz you normally roll out of bed and get ready and go. And then my alarm went off at 8:50.
And that's when I woke up. And
I was
like,
why is it still here?
That doesn't sound like my alarm. Oh,
no.
Fuck. Oh, fuck.
And I lay in bed until it goes off again at 9 o'clock, and you're still here. So
I fucking get to work, and I noticed this yesterday in my truck. Like, the little battery light came on, and it's got a dial that's like, you know, no volts, and then 9 volts, and then 14 volts, or whatever
it
is.
I wouldn't trust any of your little caution lights anymore, since your check engine light has been on for like a year.
Yeah, mine and the chick from the Big Bang Theory.
Right.
Our check engine light's always on.
She's like, yeah.
Yeah, but I wasn't too worried about it. And then I noticed yesterday that like the voltage was lower than it usually was. But then, like, when I started driving it, it went back up. So I was like, oh, it's, you know, no big deal, whatever. And
no big deal.
I get to work this morning, like, an hour late, load up the shit, have to go to Polson today, and somehow there was double salt routes. So me and the boss's son roll down there, and he's like, we need to pack a bunch of salt in your truck because I don't have room in my truck. So I'm like, fine. So we go and load, like, fucking 15 80-pound bags in the back of the truck. And then the truck dies right after
nice.
We finish loading it up by hand. Like, cool.
Maybe your alternator?
We're ready to go. Fucking truck's dead. Not pleased.
Wonder why.
So then, well, because there's like over 250,000 miles on it. That's why. And
well,
it's never had an alternator.
That's pretty good for an alternator.
Yeah,
okay?
It's never had an alternator. Willie Goat in the other chat says, hey, where's the sound?
He's already in our chat.
I know. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
it.
You, Willie Goat.
Thank you so much for that.
But yeah, so I'm like, fuck, dude. Of course.
They're pretty easy to fix, too, which is a weird thing.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll call you next time, and you can fucking fix it, 'kay?
Well, no. If you take them down to the fucking shop right over there on Center Street, like, they can fix it, like, in an hour.
Okay.
It's, I don't know. Dude, last time my alternator went out, that's where I took it, and it was done in an hour.
Well, I was not pleased about it. And then, so we jump it and get enough juice in it to go back to the shop. And then we have to unload everything that we just got done loading, you know, like 50 jugs of water, fucking 15 80-pound bags of salt into this other truck that we have there. Ended up driving that up to fucking Polson. Just it one thing after another. I get up to Polson, and the first fucking stop, there's like these drunk Indians walking down the street. And
Duh, of course, Indians, they have...
Polson's the res. Amesby says, everything's easy to fix if you pay someone else to do it.
Yeah.
Duh.
Only if you get it back very quick.
But yeah, Polson's the Indian reservation. Beautiful casinos, I might add. Beautiful.
You win anything?
I like your gas station casinos. You guys do really good things up there. But so I get out, and there's these drunk Indians walking down the street. And of course, they see it's the water guy. I gotta say something fucking clever to him. And I'm not in a very good mood, so I'm not taking nobody's shit today. And you know what they fucking come up with? I haven't even heard this yet, which is
what?
Great. Because I have a pickup truck. It's not like a proper enclosed delivery truck. It's like a fucking Chevy
and
pickup
truck. It's super
truck.
Large for someone like you driving
it. It's a 2500 HD, dude.
He's such a little
guy. It's fucking badass. And so they walk by it, and they're all looking at it, and they're like, it's a lot of water he's got there. I hear them talking to themselves. And then the one pipes up, and he's like, hey, is that a Mexican water delivery truck?
Mm.
I'm like, hey, is that another drunk Indian? Oh.
You did not.
Like,
you
I did. I'm not taking shit from people, especially drunk fucking homeless, unemployed fucking Indians. Fuck that shit,
dude. Did you
dude.
Seriously say that?
Yeah, I seriously said that. I told you. I wasn't taking shit today. And they
it's
fucking.
Like, sorry, we're not the Culligan guys.
They stopped and they're like, what?
What?
Because they were drunk. What do you say? It's 10 in the fucking morning. Why are you drunk already, Indians? All right, because you're Indians, and that's what you do. You get paid to gamble in casinos that you all own now and drink. Cool. Fucking
cool. We really
don't
owe them anything anymore, okay? Like, the ones we did owe are now dead.
That's right.
So...
That's right. No more reparations.
And especially with black dudes, too. Okay, like Black American History Month. No, I'm not digging that anymore.
No more reparations. That's all.
That, pretty much.
That happened. If you didn't get your 40 acres and a mule, fucking keep moving because you're not going to get it. Amesby says, well, in all fairness, it is a quarter Mexican water truck. That's a good point.
Yeah. You are. You do look kind of Mexican when your hair
sometimes,
is a little grown out.
Sometimes.
And shit. You haven't shaved in a while, so.
Lucky I didn't slit their little fucking throats and pour their Indian
blood. You got some
to say, Holmes? Could have bottled that shit and sold it as homeopathy, man.
Oh, God,
Indian
no.
blood? Fuck yeah, the pure shit? That's good. Shit makes you drink like no other. If you're going out on New Year's Eve, get like 2 drops of Indian blood, like pure feather, not dot, pure Indian blood. And fucking put it on your tongue. You will not get drunk. You will drink all night and want to gamble and probably do meth. But you will not get drunk.
We should
you.
Get some of that. I wonder how it makes you feel.
Probably.
You probably have to lock me in the room with a case of beer so I don't go and gamble.
So am I the only one that does this? I went to the gas station up there because I had to take a piss. Like, if you go into a public bathroom, like at a gas station or something... First of all, I always go in the stall, right? I don't like having my back exposed when my dick is in my hand, unless...
You never use the urinal?
No, never.
Never?
Ever, ever, ever.
I'm a chick, and I've used a urinal.
Well, you're different, so...
I can aim my shit, bitch. I got it on control.
That's
hey, you know
cheating.
What?
That's cheating.
If you gotta go,
it's
dude.
Because you're gonna be the one, if anything happens in the bathroom, to walk up behind somebody else and fuck them in the ass. See, I'm not into that. I'm not fucking leaving my back exposed when my dick is out. But anyway,
well,
so I go in there and I have to pee. It's not like, you know, I just gotta pee.
Take a shit.
I go in
pee.
There and there's, hey, someone's talking to you in your chat.
I got it. I'm on it, dude.
Is your name Ugly? or
hey.
Olgi? Olgi.
He's like, hey, ugly, hey, ugly, hey.
No, he said, hey, Olgi. U-L-G-Y. How do you spell ugly? Oh, God. So I go in there, and there's a dude in the fucking pisser, like in the open part, pissing. And then the door shut in the fucking stall. And I'm like, God damn it. And, like, I go and, like, kind of push on it to see if it's locked, see if someone's in there. And there was. And, like, I won't wait. I will not... sit there and pee if there's someone else in the bathroom. Like, there could be 10 stalls, and if there's someone else in there, I'll you go won't? Out and I'll check the women's bathroom, and then, you know, I'll use that if there's no one in it.
Are you serious, dude?
Yeah. I don't like...
Oh, my God.
That's a very
private... You are
private,
such a girl.
It's a private matter.
You're a girly girl.
This isn't the fucking Dark Ages when we all just drop trow in the middle of the fucking castle street and just took dumps.
There's already someone in this
and got black plague.
Let's go ahead and go to the other one. Let's drive like 10 miles
up
the road
and
find the next gas station.
Well, no.
Maybe they'll have single stalls.
I just went and parked at this fishing access spot where all these ice fishermen were, and I just peed outside. I don't give a shit.
Well, stop being such a whiner and just pee in the dude's bathroom like a normal dude.
Can you pee in the dude's bathroom when there's a fucking old dude in there like... and it stinks, dude. I'm not going to pee while I'm inhaling your ass stench. No, not happening. So am I the only one that does that? That's embarrassing. Hey, TSA.
Hey.
Have you guys flown lately?
I don't even know what that is. Go ahead.
TSA, Transportation Security Administration.
Are they doing anything?
Well, apparently because of the last...
Hey, Red Fox has a good point. You'll pee outside near all those fishermen and stuff, but not in a bathroom?
All those fishermen weren't within 5 feet of me. I couldn't smell the fishermen because they were out on the fucking frozen lake. There was no one in the parking lot.
Dude, like,
they were
if
all
you
out
went into,
on the
like,
lake.
If you're in Cattleman's, like, our local bar or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and you went into the bathroom and there was some other dude taking a piss.
I would come back out, wait until I saw him leave the bathroom, go back in, lock the door behind me, and do my thing.
You are such a fucking woman.
Or clean. Yes, I know.
Why
I'm
is
very
that,
clean.
Why is that clean, dude? You're just
because
going in
other
to use
people
the
are disgusting. Why do I want to smell your.
They're just peeing.
Not always. Sometimes they're jerking off. You don't know.
Who gives a fuck? Go in there, piss, and leave.
I can't.
Oh, my God, dude.
I'll just
stand
there. I
will take a shit, a gnarly shit.
I know, you're
disgusting. I have no idea who it is in the Walmart bathroom and watch the faces on the little fucking kids as they walk out of the stall go, oh, mommy, so it smells like boo-boo. And I laugh.
You're a rancid bitch.
You know, but I'm not going to fucking, like, put myself in jeopardy because someone else is fucking using the goddamn
in
bathroom.
In jeopardy? What are we talking about here? Pooping or fucking
AIDS?
Well, no,
dude, if you got to go,
well, like I said, obviously, if I had to go that bad, I would have, you know.
Just went?
Maybe.
With
I don't
dude
know.
In there
I don't know what I would have done, okay? I plan for that happening. I don't, like, wait till the very last minute all when right. my fucking bladder's about to explode and be like, oh, huh, I think I gotta go pee now. No. I plan.
Amesby says, you're the kind of person he is avoiding in the bathroom, Danny.
Exactly. You disgusting,
probably.
Raunchy bitch.
But, dude, I'm not gonna hold my fucking turd or pee because
well, that's
someone
fine.
Else is in there.
But you also take great joy. First of all, I'm not pooping in public at all because that's disgusting.
Really?
Have you seen? You probably have AIDS. Have you seen the people in an Indian reservation that use public restrooms?
It's called toilet paper.
No,
like
dude.
Guard
unless
things.
That toilet paper is like fucking 10 micron sprayed with Lysol or some shit. No. That's gross.
You're a pussy.
Whatever.
It
I'm
says
clean.
It in the chat. You're a pussy.
I'm clean.
Matt, you're a pussy.
That's fine. I'm clean.
And you take a shower once a week. You're real clean.
I don't need to. I wouldn't even have to do that if people weren't so dirty. It's your dirt that I get on me, not my own.
All right, anyway, go on, pussy.
So the TSA...
Pussy,
cunt.
Pussy, 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 pussy. Okay, I'm done.
I see what you're talking about, Red Fox. Girls should suck more dick for none other than the fact that it just shuts them the fuck up. Good point. Thank you. So apparently someone tried to blow up another airplane, right?
Okay.
Did you hear about that?
No, I
did
going, not.
Airplane, where was it going? Amsterdam or something? And ever since that happened now, apparently, you're not allowed to have anything in your hands, and you're not allowed to get up during the last hour, hour and a half, or something like that. Thank you. Red Fox says, Amsterdam to Detroit. You're not allowed to get up and leave your seat to go potty or anything like that.
For the
you
last
have to
hour?
Sit there and just stare at each other, right?
That's gay, dude. What if, like, you're 12 and you're like, I'm gonna pee?
You shouldn't be on a flight then, apparently. Now, what the fuck? Yeah, first of all, what are you blowing up in Detroit? Have you been to Detroit lately? The city is killing itself from the inside because everyone's unemployed and drunk now. They're like, why, out of all the places you pick to fuck shit up with, exactly, strippers and blow says, would they be able to tell? No, you could crash a 747 into any building in that godforsaken hellhole, and no one would bat an eye. They'd be like, huh.
Whatever.
Did you notice something? Nope.
Still unemployed. No more fake white rappers. Yay.
Still hating life. Still trying to rap. Like, out of all the places, that's so retarded. But now, because of that, you fuck us even more. And I don't care. I don't fly that often anymore. I used to when I was younger, when I was traveling and shit. But now I don't. Once a year. I'm really not looking forward to this next flight to Florida if shit's gonna be like that. When do we get to the point?
I just take him out. It's cool.
When do we get to the point when people are like, no, fuck you, we're not flying then? Like, they are two steps away from getting you on the plane, walking you to your seat, and handcuffing you to the fucking chair that you're assigned. That's what they might as well fucking do, because that's where it's going. And they still charge ridiculous amounts of money, even though gas prices went down. You're still charging us extra for bags now. And now this. Like, when will they cross the line that people are going to be like, enough? You actually work for us. If we don't fly, you have no business. So be right. Nice. That's so fucked up, dude. That's so retarded. Yeah. Can't identify, says handcuff fee. What the fuck? They would. They would handcuff you to the fucking chair and then charge you for the fucking handcuffs. Mm-hmm. That's like that whole thing we were talking about when we got the Richard Cheese tickets when we went to New York. And Ticketmaster is like, you can go ahead and use your printer and your ink to print out the tickets, but we're going to charge you $25 per ticket as a convenience fee.
Right.
I'm doing the work, SA. How can you get away with that? But they do, and they make tons of fucking money off that shit.
Duh.
That fucking pisses me off so bad, though.
I'm sorry.
And is that really doing anything? Like, so
strippers and blow says I pay to be handcuffed every other week. $15 is a deal.
I know. What on top fuck? Of an $800 plane ticket, on top of another $50 just to bring stuff with me. No, it's cool. I don't need anything. I'm just traveling. But yeah, I travel light. Clothes on my back. That's it.
And the bomb on my chest.
Right.
Right.
I mean, I'm the bomb. Oh, right. Fuck.
Damn it.
That, like, I don't understand it. And they just do it, and they do it, and they do it. We're like, that sounds fine. Sure.
I'm sorry.
No, I didn't need to potty anyway. And hey, don't bother feeding us anymore either. It's not like we pay ridiculous amounts of money to fly in your little shitty airplane. I'm going to charter a plane. I'm going to fly it my fucking self. And I will. I'll crash land it into a building just to fuck with everybody else that has to fly for a living. Enjoy that. Every time some dumb fuck does something retarded, we all have to suffer for it. How cool is that? Thanks, guys. Hey, I'm gonna go blow my fucking brains out so then the rest of you won't be allowed to have guns. Okay, cool?
That's cool.
I'm gonna go shoot a black guy and then the rest of you guys won't be able to hang out with black guys anymore. Okay, is that cool?
Or say nigger.
There goes your interracial porn movies, okay? No trust. No. That's so fucking stupid. Bring it on, NSA. Have you seen the NSA here? They're all like 60 over, at least, elderly geriatric ex-Walmart greeters. What the fuck are you gonna do if anything went down here? Which right. It never will, because this is fucking Montana. But
hey,
seriously,
stop
what are you gonna do?
That.
Have a heart attack and trip the guy on your dead body? Like, what are you
probably
doing?
Probably.
You can't tell the difference between fucking words on a computer screen. You don't know what the fuck to look for in the x-rays. All you're doing is making all of our lives miserable, and I don't appreciate that. And going into a new decade, you better get your fucking shit together, because I'll get a jetpack, and I'll fly myself there.
You'll blow yourself up with the jetpack,
maybe.
More likely.
And then you know what? No jetpacks for anyone else. So there.
No one has jetpacks.
Bullshit.
As it is.
Well, now you're especially not going to have any. Every fucking time some shit happens like that, they're like, oh, better beef up security. Like, it doesn't work, dude. If somebody wanted to fuck your shit up, they're going to fuck your shit up. Just why don't we have separate flights then? Here, all the black people can be on this plane, all the retards on this plane, all the fucking Hindus on this plane, and all the white people on this plane.
Thank you for flying Hindu Express.
It's so stupid. It pisses me off to no end because we're going to have to be on that plane in September. And they're going to be like, I'm sorry, sir, you can't have a book in your hand. And I'm going to fucking hit her with it. And then I'm going to hijack the plane. And then I'm going to crash fucking land it into MDS's fucking house.
Red Fox says, you can fly the short plane.
I can fly planes. Flight simulator. On Windows 3.1. I can do it. Because I'm sure that's what their fucking instruments look like. You haven't spent any money making your ship better. You just blow it all on hookers and blow. Cool, guys. How about you take some of the money you make and put it back into your business and make it not suck so fucking bad? Could you do that, maybe? Hey, Verizon, how about you take some of that money you make from all of us paying ridiculous amounts of cash to use your shitty fucking service and put it back into making your shitty service not so shitty? You wouldn't have to come out with fucking ads that fucking are like, fuck everybody else except for us because we're awesome. If you just made your shit awesome, people would know. Obviously, your shit's more awesome than what's out there with AT&T and Sprint because they did the same thing you're starting to do. You're not learning from them, obviously. Where does all that money go? Where does it go? Because it doesn't go into making my shit faster. Doesn't go into making my shit not crash when everyone is on it during Christmas because they're all bored out of their fucking minds. Put it back into that. When people donate money here, we get new shit. We put it back into the show. That's why this sounds awesome and episodes 1 through whatever the fuck don't. Because we took the money that people gave us and we bought better shit. You can't do a show if you have the same shit you started out with. How can you run a fucking business like that? It's fucking retarded. I'm so mad.
Okay.
I'm so mad at them. And Google, I liked you, Google. You need to calm the fuck down. You can't come out with the fucking droid that is like, this is gonna be the end-all fucking phone that is so awesome and nothing else will ever come out. And I'm like, cool, I'm gonna fuck myself and add another line just so I can not have to pay $1,000 for this thing. And then a month after I get it when it first comes out, you're like, hey, if you buy a droid now, we'll give you a free Aeris. What? What about me? I was a good customer. I bought it when it first came out. Don't I get a free Aeris? Oh no, you get to pay an extra $10 a month for a shitty phone that you don't want anymore because this came out.
I want a free Aeris.
I was trying to get you a free Aeris. And you know what the kid told me?
What?
I mentioned this when we were doing the rediscovery last night, but some of you all weren't there. He said, should have waited. Okay.
What?
I'll wait next time.
Fuck you.
Something comes out and you're like, this is going to be so awesome. You got to get this. No, I'm going to wait because in like 3 more months, something even better is going to come out. And I understand that's Moore's Law and technology does that. But there hasn't been a decent phone on Verizon since the fucking 6900 I had 3 fucking years ago. I've been waiting. You can't come out with a fucking droid and get everyone into it and be like, okay, well, for all those of you that didn't buy it when it first came out like good customers, you all get a free Aeris. Cool.
Maybe they're just trying to get rid of it because not enough people are buying it.
Then give me one. I asked. Don't be like, no, you should have waited. I pay your salary, douche. You should have waited and given me a free one. And then Google comes out with another one. And you know what they said? And you know why I'm so mad about this?
What?
They said, this destroys the droid. I just bought the droid like 2 months ago, dude. How are you destroying it already? So now if I want the Nexus 1 that's supposed to be way better than anything that's out now, I can add another line, I guess. Why not, right? It's not like you're going to put that money towards good use. I might as well spend it on drugs because that's about as good as it's doing me when I go pay my bill.
Pretty much.
And then a month later, after I buy the Nexus 1 when it first comes out because I can't fucking help myself, they're going to give away more free shit. They're going to be giving away free blowjobs. And I'm going to be like, well, what about mine? And they're, you know what they're going to tell me? They're going to say, you should have waited.
Should have waited.
I'm going to wait. And I'm so mad. And yeah, it better not come out on Verizon because I will be so pissed. I will fly that plane into the fucking Verizon store. Jeff says Nexus One is on Timo only. So if you better be right, dude. I'm so pissed about that. I was so excited about this until the headphone jack got all loose. Can we make something that you plug shit into that doesn't come loose after 10 minutes? Oh, my Christ. There's few things more annoying than listening to music and walking at the same time, and every time you take a step, the music cuts out of one side. Few things in this world annoy me more than that.
And what are those?
Not getting my dick sucked. Let's start with that. That annoys me more than this.
You want to talk about that?
I'm about to.
All right.
Suck more dick. Mine, preferably.
Well,
done.
Hey, last
moving
night
on.
When you were asking me, it was like 1 o'clock in the morning.
And
dude.
No. Guitar Hero Dave says, Josh was right. iPhones rule. My iPod Touch did the same fucking thing, dude. Solder your shit better. That's all. How hard is it to make a fucking headphone jack that doesn't come loose after you plug shit into it? It's so stupid. Quit trying to save money to spend on dumb shit not making your stuff better. For me, personally. Could you do that for me?
No. No, not at all. Actually, you have to go ahead and tell us that it's fucked up. We'll send you a new body. You send your body back.
Oh, and they did that. You want to hear something cool? We'll send you a new phone, no problem. And I'm sure the headphone jack will do the same fucking thing on that. But we're not going to put a battery in it. So if you want to have both of your phones on at the same time to see what needs to be switched, fuck you. You can't do that. Thanks, guys. Appreciate that. If I would have paid more than $600, could I do that? Maybe? Send me a freaking battery. I'll send it back with it. I don't give a shit. I got a car charger. I don't need another battery. But you know how annoying it is having to take this out, take the battery out, put it in the old droid, see what I had, and then remember it or write it the fuck down, I guess. And then take the battery out, put it back in this to start transferring shit. Like, that is so fucking annoying. Send me a battery. Why couldn't you do that?
They won't do that.
How much do I need to spend for you not to fuck me? $600 not enough, apparently.
No.
The $2,400 I'm going to spend in the next 2 years with this bullshit contract, obviously not enough, right?
Right.
How much do you need?
I'm sorry.
I'm writing checks. Who needs money? I'll donate to you and you listen to my show, okay? Is that cool? Can we do that?
No.
God.
That's not good.
Here's the login info for my PayPal account. Just do whatever. I don't care anymore.
Anyway. So.
And I swear to God, the next person that makes a stupid joke when I'm out working, I'm going to fucking kill them. I'm not punching. I'm not kicking. I'm not spitting. I'm not screaming. I will walk up to them. I will pull out a knife and I will stab them in the face. That's all. Stop making retarded comments to people you don't know. I might be crazy for all you know. I might have a fucking machete in my back pocket ready to just stab you in the fucking face with. You don't know. You don't fucking know. And you need to suck more dick. I might stab you in the face.
You need to not ask me at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Why?
Because.
Why does it matter what time?
I was sleepy.
You weren't sleepy.
I was sleepy.
Let's be honest. You
I
weren't
went into
sleepy.
The bedroom and like pretty much passed out in like 15 minutes, dude. Yeah.
And all the other times I asked that you weren't sleepy? Do you have a
I suck your dick every time we go to have sex.
That's not
every
a blowjob. I think we've discussed this before. That is not a blowjob. That
You're
is
not
part
going to get a straight up blowjob, okay?
Then I want
get
my
that
parking
through
spot
your
back.
Head. Have it.
I want
a new co-host. Get it.
Oh, is that how you want to do it?
Well, if
I'll
you
leave
be a
this
dick
show
about it.
Because I don't want to fulfill my duties as a girlfriend. Okay, that sounds fair.
No, you're just being so fucking mean about it. You're like, well, why won't you? You should have sucked me off. Why won't you do this? I'm going to stop doing all the things I fucking do for you because you won't suck my dick and blah, blah, blah.
That was kind
Fuck
of
you.
Mean that I started your car this morning and did not turn the heater on.
Yeah, you douche. He starts my car and doesn't fucking turn the heater on.
And you know what was funny,
Fuck
though?
You.
I did that on purpose because I was mad. But you had the heater on, so I actually turned it off.
You fucking asshole! I was like, did I turn it off last night? I must have turned it off. But I never turned the heater off. Never.
I apologize.
Dude, that was fucked up.
That's okay. a dick move, but come on, dude.
No, no, dude.
I ask you for nothing except that one thing, and that one thing you cannot do. And that kills me inside.
It's just because you know that I won't do it is... But
I don't
want to
know. I want to know that you will do it. I don't want to know. I don't like knowing that you won't. It makes me very sad.
Well, I suck your dick every time we go to have sex. Every
That's
goddamn
part
time.
That's of coitus, as outlined
no, it's
in
not.
The contract.
Not in any other relationship I've ever had. I've well, never had to suck a dick before I get fucked, okay?
That's how it goes around here. Excuse my disgusting face.
Your
Every
face is disgusting.
Girlfriend I've ever had, I've never even had to ask like this. Like, this is killing me inside. You are killing me inside.
Good die.
On the death report, it will be dead because of his girlfriend not sucking enough dick. And that is sad. I know. No. She still... Thank you, Guitar Hero Dave.
I never made that deal
yeah,
in the first place.
Yeah, you did. Actually,
you want to go ahead and explain what you're talking about to the podcast?
Oh, well,
by the way,
Guitar Hero Dave said, did she pay up on all the blowjobs for all the Beetlejuice eps? Nay, she did not.
And I never made that deal
yeah.
with you.
If you found me Beetlejuice the cartoon, I would totally suck your dick 100 times.
I
will
not
suck your
say
dick
that.
Once for each episode you find, because you didn't think I could find him. And you said that, did she not, guys? She
I
said
did
that.
Not say that.
Pretty sure you
I
said
would
that.
Never
and
say that.
And who found all of the Beetlejuice cartoon episodes? This guy, because I love my girlfriend, and I do nice things for her. What did I get in return? Fuck you, Matt. You and the phone company and the TSA. Fuck you, Matt. Oh, you want to do something? You can pay me money, and then you know what? Fuck you, Matt. That's all I get. I don't want to get fucked anymore. I want to do the fucking. It's time. It's time for me. This new decade, I'm doing the fucking. That's it. No more me getting fucked. Uh-uh. I'm doing the fucking. I'm going to roll into that Verizon store, and I'm going to throw this old droid at him, and I'm going to fuck him. I'm going to be like, you like that? It's fun. And then I'm going to make him pay me $600 for it, and I'm going to make him sign a 2-year contract that I'll make another fucking $2,400 out of. I'm done getting fucked. That's it.
Well, I'll let you do all the fucking,
in
but 2010, you're not going to be getting any blowing.
2010 is going to be the year for 10? The blowjob. 2010. The year of the blowjob.
Nah.
I'm going to call it right now, making a prediction.
Dude. No, dude. Some chicks just don't like giving head all the time, dude. I just don't want to randomly suck your dick without getting anything sexually in return. That's a no-go for me, dude. There's no point in my mind. Why am I doing this? Why do I want
to
do that?
Why does
it
have to be sexually?
Your
Look
dick-
around.
No, 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 no.
Look
no.
around. I'll wear the bumblebee mask if you want. That's
no.
fine.
No. No.
I've never had a girlfriend like that, and that's why. Do you think that if my whole career fucking chicks, if they all would have been like, nah, we don't like sucking dick, like it wouldn't be a big deal, but because every single chick I've ever had my penis in has loved the cock in their mouth.
You date sluts.
I need it. I need it now.
You date sluts.
You need to be more of a slut then.
I'm sorry, dude.
I don't know what to say.
If I was more of a slut, I could not handle being your fucking co-host for
Why?
One. Obviously.
What does being a slut have to do with being a good co-host?
Have any of your ex-girlfriends made a good co-host?
Have I asked any of them to fill in because Brayden left?
I don't know.
No.
I haven't heard them on your show for more than like one or two episodes at a time.
That's right. Because that's not their position. Their position is under the desk while I'm doing a show, dick in their mouth. Proper position. I just don't
but
understand.
But look, dude, I'm
what
just not going
is.
To
What's
go
your
and...
beef with sucking dick?
I don't want
to
suck your dick if I'm
Why?
Not going to get anything in return.
You get all this awesome
sexually.
Shit in return. Why does it have to be sexually?
Because by that point, I'm obviously turned on if I'm putting your dick in my mouth.
Then fine. Suck the dick. Let me fucking chill for a sec. And then I will fuck you with whatever. Is that what you need?
That's not cool.
This is give and take here. And all you do is take.
Dude, you get it so much better than any of my exes. You have no
idea. Well,
then
that says you suck at being a girlfriend. That's what that tells me.
No,
it just
means that...
If this is better...
It just means that I don't like sucking dick, dude.
Why? What happened?
Nothing happened. I just don't like sucking dick.
So what? You had a little coochie in your dad's mouth. You're talking to plants. Look. I just don't understand.
Dude, I'm just not into it like a lot of chicks, okay? I was brought up different. I don't know, okay? I'm sorry your other chicks were actually brought up like, oh, I'm such a chick, I'm going to go get my nails
when
done.
All,
and
when
like,
all
I'm
these other chicks...
And like dye my hair and like, I'm going to go put makeup on and stuff.
All right, girl
like
things, I'm sorry.
Minutes, you know?
When all these other chicks' daddies were teaching them how to suck cock, your daddy was teaching you how to fish.
Pretty much.
Well, then he fucked me. And I appreciate that.
Well, I'm sorry, dude. It's just not my thing, okay? I will, like, dude, even my exes, dude, I never sucked dick before we had sex.
Well, your exes
or,
are
like,
a bunch
in the middle
of fags,
of sex
then.
Or after sex or anything, okay? They didn't get that.
Why?
Because I didn't want to fucking do it.
And they thought that you just had the golden pussy, then they would deal with that? Fuck that. Pussy is pussy, dude, and there is a lot of it walking around here. Some of it's maybe not very nice, but hey. There's a lot.
So what are you saying?
I'm just saying you need to suck more dick. That's what I've been saying the whole time. And my penis is fine. Thank you, Guitar Hero Dave.
Well.
It's all good.
Fine. Go do it somewhere else then.
Okay.
Okay. Find a new co-host.
Now, see, why does that have to go with finding
because
a new co-host?
Because if you get someone else to suck your dick, I'm fucking leaving.
Then do it yourself, bitch. Christ. If I'm not getting it at home, I have to get it somewhere. It can't be, well, I'm not going to do it, but if you try and get it somewhere else, I'll leave. Like, that's so fucking cool, dude. Okay. Here, that's like the cell phone company being like, here, you pay us $2,400 in 2 years, and we'll maybe let your phone work every now and then. But no text messages. Not if I don't get anything in return. No text messages. Uh-uh. And very minimal data service. Not 3G, no, 1X, maybe. That's what that's like, and that kills me.
Sorry.
So is that it?
I'm not compromising here, dude.
Okay. Well, then, you're going to need to help out a little more around the house.
Oh, right, and you're going to stop bugging me for blowjobs?
Yeah, if you're totally stuck on being like that, then fine. But then you need to start helping out, and I want my parking space back. That's not a relationship.
Just because I don't give you head, it's not a relationship? Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Did you read the contract?
Dude, I was with someone for 4 years. I didn't have to give him blowjobs. Are
they
you kidding
gay
me?
Now?
No, he's not gay.
I think he might be.
He fucks women with vaginas.
Can't identify, says, I think the next blowjob is going to involve a lot of teeth.
Fucking A, I'm going to bite the bitch off.
Well, that would solve both of our problems then, wouldn't it?
It would. Well, you gonna stop?
Stop asking to have my penis sucked?
Yes.
If you start sucking it more, I will never ask you. I wouldn't need to. Do you remember last episode when you're like, he has to nag me because that's the only way I'll do it?
Yeah, but then you took it a little far the other night. You're like, penis.
You said, not me. You said, I would rather it just get sucked without me even having to ask.
Dude,
you
I just
said.
Don't like doing it that much. And when you bug me about it, it's like, God damn it. And when I'm trying to do something, too, it's like, come on, dude, leave me alone. Yeah, you know, it's 1 o'clock in the morning and shit. And I'm like, no, dude, I don't want to suck your dick. OK, I just
it
don't.
Doesn't matter, though, what time it is. That's the thing. Why? I don't like how you bring that up, because it wouldn't matter what time it is. I could start asking at fucking 7 p.m. 6 Pacific, 9 Eastern. Time,
but I'm not just
it
gonna
wouldn't matter.
Suck you off because that's stupid to me.
Well, not to me. It's stupid that you could do this such a simple thing and it would make me so happy. But fuck that.
I don't like it.
You don't like making me happy. Okay.
I don't like putting dick in my mouth.
All right. And I like vagina in mine.
I never ask you to go down.
You're lucky
on me.
I do. You're very lucky. I
don't
do.
Even care if you do or not. Okay.
Then why do we even fuck at all?
Because I like fucking.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Do you not like fucking?
No, I do, but I like getting blowjobs also. Anal or blowjobs? You pick. 2010. Which one's it going to be? Either or.
Stop being so mean about the fucking blowjob thing, okay? You had me in a shitty mood all fucking morning.
And I wasn't? I didn't get to jerk off till I got home after work.
Big
after
deal.
All this fucked up shit happened.
You're fucking child.
Well, I'm a child that needs a dick sucked.
Well,
Willie Goat says, I remember my mom and dad having this same argument when I was five. Yeah, girls are supposed to stop wanting to suck dick after they get married, not when you're fucking dating still.
I just don't dig it, dude. I just, all right. It's not my thing, okay? Could you just, like, leave it the fuck alone?
I do a lot of things that aren't my thing to make you happy.
Like what?
But if we're done doing like things that we don't want to do, like then what? That's fine.
Like what?
That's fine.
Like what? What do you do for me that's not your thing?
Paying half of the rent?
You did that before I was even here.
But now that I have someone living here, it would be nice for some help.
I bring food into the house, don't I?
Once a month, if that. And you did that once. And you ask me for cigarettes and to put gas in your car and a lot of other shit, dude. If you want to bring it up. And that sucks. I work my fucking ass off. And have to deal with all this shit. And all these motherfuckers. And all I want is my dick sucked. Once a week at even, I would be happy with. Fuck, I can't even believe I'm saying that. I cannot believe. And I know Red Fox says she does have nice tits, Matt. That give her some leeway. I know, and it has. But if you could teach your tits to suck dick, we'd be all right.
If you could teach your dick to not want to get sucked, we would be
all right. Okay, I'll work on that.
For reals, stop it.
Okay. 2010, it's going to be a whole new year.
Yeah.
Whole new decade. Are you excited?
You get your dick sucked by somebody else.
Whoa, dude. Bad. Whoa. Where did that come from?
Because I could just see it happening. You're going to be like, fuck.
Why?
Give me a
Why
blow
would
job.
That ever possibly happen?
Because I won't give you a blowjob. So you're going to go and try and get a fucking blowjob somewhere else.
Hmm.
You do that, and I'm sorry, but I won't fucking be here. Okay. You understand that, right?
Okay.
I like how you're sarcastic. I'm not being sarcastic.
Well, I like how you won't please your boyfriend that does a lot of cool stuff for you. Actually, no, I don't like that. I lied. I don't like it one bit. And I put up with it, though, because I like you quite a bit. And I know there is no other girls in this valley that don't have kids. So, unless I want to play daddy, which I do not ever want to do.
Then be happy.
I am happy. I'm just saying there's certain needs that men have. You imagine how awesome I would be if you did that once in a while? Do you know? Do you even know?
Dude, you seem just fine when I do it before we have sex.
Right, but sometimes I don't want to have sex. I just want to sit back, get
you know
my dick sucked, and go to sleep.
It's not going to happen.
All right, 2010, whole new year.
Yeah, probably new co-host.
Do you know what people are doing on New Year's Eve?
I really don't care.
What do people usually do on New Year's Eve?
Get drunk.
Get their dick sucked and get drunk.
Go fuck yourself.
A local? Whoa. Where did that come from? Why are you so angry?
Just go on with the story.
Why are you so angry?
Go on with the
Would
story.
Would you suck it if I gave you cocaine?
No.
Really?
Really.
Well, what do you say about this? How awesome would that be? She'd be on it so quick. You guys know.
You're an idiot.
You would be. You know if that? I You're pulled out a bag idiot. Of cocaine and was like, this is the purest shit you've ever had in your life, you would suck this dick so fast. And you know it. You would.
Dude, I haven't touched this in February. What the fuck makes you think I'm going to want to suck your dick just to get some goddamn coke that I haven't needed in the past fucking year in the first place?
Because I know how you are. If
You're
you pulled
idiot.
Out some pills, I would eat you out for them. Probably.
That's because you're a fucking drug addict.
And?
And I'm not.
Okay. Okay. Should we pee in a cup and see who has what in whose system?
Go ahead.
Okay. So, do you have any New Year's resolutions before we get into this
awesome
story?
To get a new boyfriend?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you really want one?
Maybe.
Really? Because you're not holding up your end of the bargain? You want a new boyfriend.
I've never had to hold up that part of the bargain.
Oh, someone in your chat wants cleavage.
Yeah, fuck the guy in my chat. I'm not worried about it.
Suck on that, Jotes 915. Oh, fuck. So, local funeral home, New Year's Eve, is doing what it can to keep people from drinking and driving on New Year's Eve. What do you think they could possibly do to keep people from drinking and driving?
Shut down the fucking roads? So, I don't know.
No. That would be good for business, though. Like, if you owned a funeral home, you want people to die, right? Like, all the time. Because that's your business.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Well, between now and noon on Thursday, drivers can visit McGuire, Jennings, and Miller Funeral Home on North Broad Street and sign a contract stating they plan to drink or use drugs and drive on New Year's Eve. So I'm going to go to a funeral home, and I'm going to sign a contract that says I will be drinking and doing drugs and driving on New Year's Eve. There's my name.
Why would you do that?
Because then if they are killed in a wreck while operating a vehicle on Thursday, the funeral home will bury them for free.
Nice.
Services they pledge to provide include a casket. That's expensive, dude. Like, you could spend a lot of money on funeral expenses and shit. Like, that breaks some people sometimes.
Guitar Hero Dave says they give the list to the cops the next day. They're like, one, all right, Mr. Weisenheimer, what is your registered vehicle? Okay, let's look for that tag number
tonight.
But
they're all dead. They're all dead. What's it matter?
Well, no, if they're giving it to them, like...
Oh, like the night beforehand, right? They're like, keep an eye out for these guys. But that would be counterproductive to their business. The funeral home wants you to go out and get fucked up and die. That's like, that's what they're there for, you know? So they're going to include a casket, grave space, limousine, and preparation of the remains. All for free if you sign this. That's so fucking awesome. only for 2010. Going into the new decade, this is how business is going to get ran.
Oh, yeah?
Funeral home officials said the program called Operation Stop and Think. Can we name things better for 2010, for the next decade? Can we do that? It's designed to save lives by making people think before they act. I don't think that's going to happen. Would that make you think about it? Like, it's New Year's Eve. It's the end of a decade. People are going to get fucked up, dude. So if you sign this thing, would you give a shit? Would you be like, oh, well, in that case, I better not get all fucked up. You know anyone that wants these pills and this cocaine? Because you got it out of me. I'm done. Like, I don't know.
I don't even know why you would go and sign that or anything. I don't
Well,
get
for
it.
Your loved ones. Because, like I said, funeral expenses are expensive
so
as shit.
So if you crash and die, this funeral home is going to...
They pay
to...
for all your shit if you sign this thing. Which is
That's
weird.
Stupid.
Like, what are they getting out of it? Why would they want your signature that states clearly, I will be doing drugs and drinking and driving, and there's my name? Like, why would you sign that? I mean, unless, obviously, you're getting, you know, free shit out of it. But you have to die that night for the offer to be good. It's not like a coupon you get whenever you die. It has to happen that night. I wonder how many people, like, hate their wives or their husbands, and, like, they come home, and they're like, honey, check this out. It's just a joke, but I signed. And then, like, they go and kill them that night just so they don't have to pay for their funeral expenses. That's so awesome. I will drink and drive.
Okay.
Well, coming into the new decade, I believe people have figured out why Jesus has not come again for us. The second coming
because
of Christ.
Because he's not real.
No, nay. Jesus is very real. The second coming of Christ, many people have been waiting for, right? I've been waiting for it from the time I was indoctrinated into this goofy fucking religion.
Till the time I. If Jesus was real, I wouldn't be bugged to get blowjobs.
Why? Jesus isn't in the business of giving blowjobs. What would that have anything to do with it?
There wasn't even anything in the Bible saying Jesus liked getting blowjobs, okay?
Jesus was a dude. And he had a penis, he liked getting his dick sucked. Trust me. All guys that have penises like getting their dick sucked. Gays and the straights.
Wow.
They do. All of them. Except for the guys you dated for some weird reason. You probably threatened them. That's what it was. You're very threatening. I could see that. And you get into a relationship.
Should I threaten you? Will that work?
No, because I ain't scared of you. I ain't afraid of no ghost. Shit. But I can see that. You get in a relationship with a dude, you're like, if you ever put your dick anywhere near my mouth, I will fuck your shit up. I will bite it off, and I will fuck you in the ass with it. I bet that's what you did.
No,
and that's why
never
they never asked.
They just knew that I didn't enjoy to do that.
And they were chivalrous enough to never ask you to suck dick. Yeah, right.
They were, dude.
Are
seriously,
you serious?
They were like, I don't want to ruin this. I want to keep her, so I'm not going to bug her about that.
I mean, obviously, that it didn't work out, right?
What? What do you mean?
You're saying that they said that because they wanted to keep you. Obviously,
right.
That didn't work out because
I got
here.
Tired of them. It's not them who left or anything. They didn't go searching for blowjobs. Okay.
That you know of. Did you track where they went all the time?
A few of them.
That's kind of creepy. All right.
That's good. I'm creepy.
Burger has a point. Newsy will give me a BJ. But see, that's not the point. I'm not dating Newsy. I'm dating her. It's not the point.
Savvy Drifter says, I'd rather fuck than piss her off.
Well, yeah. Nah. You know.
Well, you want me pissed off?
Does it matter? You get pissed off anyways. What's it matter? Whether I want it or not, it happens.
Well, it's more so about this topic than any other.
Well, sometimes I just really want my dick sucked. The very first porn I ever remember watching when I was a kid in a hotel room in Las Vegas, we were down there for a baseball card show, and I was probably like 9 or 10 or 11. I was a kid, like a little kid, and I remember my dad was in the shower, and I turn on the TV, and all of a sudden, I see this fucking chick just sucking cock, and I had no idea what it was, and I'm like, whoa, I want that to happen. I don't even know why, but I need that.
So you were, like, brainwashed as a child.
And I can't help it, and
okay,
I think I was maybe brainwashed as a child, and I can't help it. Well, then,
so
what do we do now?
We're two negatives. We can't fucking...
What do we do
like
now?
Like, two magnets that are at the negative side. You just keep pushing away from each other.
Then what do we do now?
I don't know. Stop asking me for blowjobs.
Start giving me blowjobs and I won't ask.
Use your fleshlight for fuck's sake.
That's...
I will clean it for you if you stop asking me for blowjobs.
That's not the same thing. It doesn't lick. It doesn't suck. It just sits there and lets me fuck it. If I wanted to do that, I'd date dead chicks. You know? Maybe if you held it. Did you see the picture I posted on the jamhole.com/forums?
Nope.
That the kid took a fan apart and attached his fleshlight to it. So when he turned it on, the fleshlight spun around. It's so awesome. See, if I had that, maybe I wouldn't, you know, worry about it. Yeah, Kaitlyn knows, like Brittany Murphy. Exactly. I'll just fuck dead chicks.
Well, go for it.
So we figured out why the, Jesus hasn't come yet. And the rabbis... Obviously, because, you know, Jesus was a Jew, right? The rabbis are going to put a stop to it in hopes that Jesus will make an appearance, the long-awaited second coming, in this new decade. Do you know? Why? What would be the only possible reason that Jesus hasn't come yet besides the fact that he probably isn't going to?
Because he probably... It most obviously does not exist.
No, he... Oh, Christ. I'm kind of sorry that I got you way into hating religion because you sound kind of ignorant when you do it like that. You have to hate it gracefully. You hate religion like you walk on ice, sloppy, and you fall on your ass a lot.
I'm sorry I didn't go to a Christian school most of my fucking life to study the fucking Bible. And you didn't get me into hating religion, okay?
Okay.
My dad got me into that.
Okay.
Thank you, Daddy.
Well, he should have taught you better.
We don't care.
Is that the thing? Well, then how do you argue if you don't know? You can't just
because
be like, he doesn't exist! Because that's what they do.
I don't care. I don't care about religion because it's stupid. It doesn't fucking touch anything in my life. I don't care.
Okay. Well, anyways, the rabbis figured out that because of abortion, the second coming of Christ has not happened yet. Because obviously when Christ comes again, he will come via the vagina. He will be born. He will grow up again. And he'll be like, I'm here.
Red Fox says Jesus will come when you give birth to the Antichrist.
Oh, well, shit.
That's not going to happen.
Is that Jesus? Oh, because he has to come to combat the Antichrist. Okay, I get
right.
it. So is he waiting on us?
Well, if he is, that's too bad.
There's mud on my face. I am so embarrassed. I'm sorry. I've been holding up the end of the world. Wow. What a revelation. Ah, that's a Bible joke. Come on. Anyway, Chief Rabbi of Israel, Yonah Maschacha, and Chief Lechacha, such a beautiful language, they announced Tuesday that they plan to renew the struggle against abortions, though a special committee set up by the Chief Rabbinate, is that what they're called? The Chief Rabbi, the Rabbinator, the Rabbinate, Chief Rabbinate?
I don't know.
In hopes of preventing, quote, the killing of fetuses in their mother's womb. It's pronounced fetai, rabbi. In a letter sent out to rabbis throughout Israel, Mechla and Amar wrote, quote, the vast majority of abortions are unnecessary and forbidden by halacha. Adding, the committee was already exploring ways to reduce the number of abortions approved. So, does that mean that in Israel you have to get the abortion approved first before you can get it done? That's fucked up, dude. Could you imagine, like, going to your rabbi and being like, I need another abortion. Again? Oy vey. It's the third one this month.
Go to, like, the free clinic.
It's Israel, yeah. Honey. There's no such thing.
Coat hanger. I don't know. Screwdriver. What?
They're trying to prevent this. Because you could have just killed Jesus. You could have killed Jesus X2. Coming again.
Well, you know how many people
soon.
Have been fucking born in the past however fucking long?
A
okay,
lot.
All right. And none of them have been Jesus. None of them have been the Antichrist. And who gives a fuck if they were?
Jesus
I
does.
I don't care. I don't care.
The two argue that according to data presented to the chief rabbinator, some 50,000 abortions are performed in Israel every year. You know how many of those are legal? Out of 50,000? Only about 20,000.
Amham says, Matt, take out a couple of ribs and you're set.
Man, if I could. And it doesn't work that way. I can almost reach. So, there's 30,000 illegal abortions happening each year from those numbers. That's a lot, dude.
That's good.
Any
Keep
one of those could be Jesus.
Keep it up.
Anyone.
Keep it up.
Anyone. Quote, adding to the gravity of this transgression is the fact that it impedes the second coming of redemption. All of you whores that are out there getting fucked and then needing to have abortions, you're impeding the second coming of redemption. How does that feel? We need redemption.
No.
We need it bad.
No, I'm good.
The two religious leaders also expressed their horror at those numbers. Quote, what heart doesn't cringe by these numbers, which indicate nothing less than a pandemic? My heart. Yours?
What?
Do you cringe?
No.
Okay, raise your hand. What heart doesn't cringe by these numbers?
Oh,
that's
okay.
Us.
That's me.
Right, which right. indicate nothing less than a pandemic. Abortion is a pandemic. Abortion and H1N1. Both pandemics sweeping this great nation.
But abortions are a plus.
Right. Plus sign.
H1N1, not.
Negative sign. And the loss of...
Unless the fetus had H1N1 and it was
nice.
Aborted, then it's
nice.
A plus. It's a plus plus.
Plus plus.
Okay.
And the loss of tens of thousands of Jewish souls every year. Right, because we just keep making souls, right? Is that how it works according to the Bible? Whatever happened to the number, that magic number of how many of you there was supposed to be? Because there's way more of you now. So some of you don't have souls, according to that. But, of course, you pick and choose. Hey, it's your Bible, right? You pick and choose what you want to bring us, and, you know, we'll be fine.
Sure.
Quote, the public, said the rabbis, must be made to understand the gravity of the killing of fetuses, which is equal to the murder of souls. You're murdering souls! Poor, defenseless souls!
Souls haven't been proven to be existing.
Well,
okay.
If they do, you're murdering them. Every time you abort, you just killed a soul.
So every time I, like, pluck a flower, I could be killing some kind of aura. I don't care.
Ask me why music...
I mow my lawn.
Ask
I don't
me
care.
Why music doesn't have soul in it anymore. Because you killed them all. You... Murderers! You soul murderers! That is fucked. And then he added that community rabbits must include family planning and the abortion ban in their sermons. If you're a rabbi in their community, you must preach the good word of not having abortions. Good job, guys. Way to go, Jews, huh? Let's go, Jews!
Woo.
Yay.
Woo.
All right, well, here's something that might perk your interest.
Right.
A lot of that cocaine that's coming into the United States.
That I haven't seen any of.
Well, right. You're lucky right. you have it, because if you did, you could be dead right now.
And, yeah, happy. Most, happily dead.
Most cocaine, tell me about it. I'd get my blowjob finally. Ha! You wait till you die. I will fuck your face so hard. So hard. Ha ha. 20 years of pent up frustration and semen. Ha 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 ha. Most cocaine coming into the U.S. has been diluted with a veterinary drug that is used to deworm horses and other animals, and it can cause severe illness and death in humans, these public expert health experts say. That's fucked up. Why are you poisoning our cocaine supply?
I don't know. Maybe it's cheaper to cut it with rather than, like,
no, this
baby
is,
laxative.
I don't think this has anything to do with that part of it. So far, 8 cases of illness caused by the drug Levamisole. Levamisole? Levamama? have been identified in San Francisco, one of a handful of cities in the country where pockets of sickness caused by the drug have been found. That's kind of scary,
Strippers
though,
and
dude.
Blow says, my more stupid scare tactics I call bullshit.
Do you think so?
Probably.
I would be interested to get, like, a sample of it and test it and see if this levamisole
if you die.
Is in it. Well, not test it that way, dummy, but, like, you know, test for the levamisole.
I'd be willing to watch that right about now.
That's crazy. All the cases in Frisco involved women who used either crack or powder cocaine. at San Francisco General Hospital, where the first cases of the illness were diagnosed, 90% of 200 patients who recently tested positive for cocaine also tested positive for levamisole. Most of them did not become ill. So that's weird. So you must have to do, like, a lot of it, right?
I don't know. Red Fox says, if you don't die, you'll be heartworm free.
That's a good point.
That is a good point.
Have you ever pooped worms?
Yep.
That's disgusting.
Yep.
That's fucking nasty.
Yep.
I had a dog that did that once. I put him down. I was so scared.
Yep.
I was like, why did you just poop an alien? That's weird.
I was like 5 and a doctor shoved his finger up my butt and
pulled out a
cool.
worm?
No.
When
I
you were
just
5?
Worms. I had pinworms.
Were you eating poop?
No, I don't really know what it was from. It was just pinworms.
Really?
They're like these little tiny worms. Like my ass was
when
always
when you were
itchy.
5? Though?
Yeah, I was a little
That's
kid.
So crazy.
It was a little
I could
kid.
See you like being in the playground, like finding just shit on the ground, putting it in your mouth.
No.
All kids do that. You can't
no.
help it. When you're a kid, if you find something, it's going in your mouth first.
No, just basically my ass was always itchy, and then my mom saw my poop one day, and she's like, why do you have white little squigglies in your turd?
Oh,
like,
my God,
know.
Dude. I would have flipped the fuck out.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. You know, I had worms, and I got that taken care of. Thanks. It's great.
I've got worms. It's what I'm going to call
Burger
it.
Burger says pinworms are from walking barefoot. Fuck you. No, they're not. I did walk barefoot all the time, and that would make sense, but it doesn't make sense. It's not right.
Of course you did. That makes
sense.
I was
in Florida. Fuck off. I need shoes.
Have you seen the Florida streets, dude?
You don't walk on the streets without shoes. You walk in your backyard without shoes.
Oh, well, that.
I was a little kid. Like, I'm walking on the goddamn streets without
shoes. Well,
what
happens if someone drives by your backyard and throws a syringe in there? Now you have a HIV-tainted syringe in your backyard.
I watched where I walk, okay?
Oh, okay.
I'm not an idiot.
Well, you didn't watch what you ate, obviously, because you got worms.
Little kids get pinworms, okay?
Really? I've
yes.
never heard of that.
Look it up.
I'm gonna now.
You should.
I will right now. Hold on.
Are you fucking kidding me?
So levamisole can significantly reduce the number of white blood cells in the body, a condition called, yeah, fuck that. Symptoms include fever, swollen glands, painful sores in the mouth, and blank.
Vagina? What?
The other one.
Asshole?
Yes, the what? Anus. Vagina
anus.
And the anus. Mouth and the anus, and an infection that won't go away. That sounds kind of like an STD. Did you check to see what percentage of these crack whores also happen to have STDs?
Oh,
maybe,
herpes. Okay, that sounds about right.
Right, they all have herpes. Weird.
Okay, got it.
Does herpes produce levamisole? Because maybe it has nothing to do with the cocaine. whatsoever at all.
Maybe.
In Frisco, patients with levomycin poisoning are also getting serious skin conditions that make their skin look black.
Huh.
Whoa.
Is it like maybe they're drinking too much Oxy Silver?
I was thinking...
like way too much?
A lot of the crackheads that I picture are black. Do you think that maybe not all of them started out that way? Like, that's kind of weird.
I don't know.
That's fucked up, dude. That's some racism right there. That is some fucking racism. Shit. Doctors, lab specialists at San Francisco General Hospital are leading state and national efforts to diagnose and treat patients. But since they're all crackheads, we don't really give a shit. Quote, the big question we have right now is, if 90% of cocaine users in Frisco are positive for levomycin and are being exposed to this compound, then why aren't 90% of them in the emergency room with these side effects?
Because they're like, I'm ODing, I don't want to go to the hospital.
Cocaine is often diluted with other drugs or chemicals, both to increase its weight, dealers can stretch out the amount of powder they sell, and to add to or reduce its potency. Why would you ever want to reduce cocaine's potency?
Because you're trying to make money off of it?
That's a dick thing to do, though.
Hey, I've done it.
What about your customers?
I don't give a fuck.
What about you?
I keep my own cut.
That's selfishness.
You fucking
cut your
shit.
That's your whole problem.
You take aside how much you want, then you cut the rest of your shit, you take the top off of that, and you sell that shit, and then once you're done selling that stuff, if you still have any left over from your own stash, you fucking cut that, and you sell that too.
Good.
You make more money off of it.
Selfishness.
I am.
I see that now.
I made a lot of money doing it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Huh. Should have invested more wisely, huh?
Actually, I doubled up on car payments like every month, so eat my ass.
And how much do you still owe while I'm eating your ass?
Eat it some more.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So, yeah, you can cut coke, and they're wondering why these people are dying. You guys think bullshit? I think it's interesting that a bunch of people that do it aren't getting sick, but the certain ones are. That's kind of weird. Quote, we need people to know that you're not getting pure cocaine anymore. Hey, in case you guys didn't know, for like the last 20 years, you haven't been getting pure cocaine, okay?
Yeah, I don't think anyone's been getting pure cocaine unless you're in Colombia, like, picking
right.
it off the fucking
like,
plant.
Ever.
Right.
Right, that's fucked
you
up.
You do a line of, like, pure cocaine, you're gonna, like, go into a coma.
That's like,
I don't know.
Going to buy Oxy pills and them being like, well... we're not selling them in pill form anymore because we're taking an 80, we're cutting it in half, and then we're adding 40 more milligrams of just crap. Like, that's such a dick thing to do out of greed. Such a dick thing. So, yeah, people are dying. That's sad.
Yeah.
But they're fucking crackheads, so I guess it doesn't really matter, does it?
No, they're cokeheads. They're not crackheads.
Moving on. California. This guy... runs a toy store. Somebody sent him a big, giant, 2-foot-tall blue teddy bear. Okay?
Wait, what?
A teddy bear, right?
Mm-hmm.
2-foot-tall teddy bear.
Okay.
Okay, someone sent it to this guy.
All right.
The owner of the toy town in Ladera Ranch, this Joshua dude, he said Monday he got the package last week, opened it up, and found a 2-foot-tall blue teddy bear that felt, quote, hard and crinkly.
Okay.
Why would a teddy bear, a 2-foot-tall
Burr
teddy
says
bear...
filled with cocaine.
Close, but no.
Filled with...
marijuana.
Okay.
The bear turned out to be stuffed with 3 large vacuum-sealed bags of weed. Now...
no one cares about weed anymore,
the
okay?
The first thing you do when you get a bear sent to you that has weed in it is... what do you do?
Take the weed out of the bear.
Do you call the cops?
No.
Because that's what this fucking idiot do. Why would you ever do that, dude? You got sent, like, if somebody sent me weed in a fucking bear, like, 3 large vacuum sealed packages, I'm not gonna call the cops, dude. I'm gonna smoke it myself. Like, that seems
maybe
so weird
like,
to me.
Maybe they're, like, old and, like, weird military-ish type people.
But
something
still,
like, that.
Like, when, I don't know, I don't know, man.
There's some people that are straight up like that. They're like, this is all bad, you know?
Yeah, I
could.
I guess. It just seems weird to me that you own a toy store and you're, I don't know, man. You call the cops, like,
Willy
first
Goat
thing.
Says, make sure it's weed by smoking it.
That's right. Strippers and Blow says I would sell or trade it for worm-proof cocaine. Also correct. I would. That's a damn good idea. I would definitely not call the cops.
Too bad you can't cut weed. You can make a lot of money off of it.
You can.
You got some oregano?
No, what you do is buy that shit out of High Times and then mix it up with that. That's how you do it.
Yeah, and then you get a gnarly headache and you know for sure.
I'm not smoking it. I'm smoking the pure shit.
I'm just saying. They're going to be like, hey, dude, why did I get a gnarly headache?
Okay, don't be greedy. Stop cutting drugs. It's not worth it. Just sell good stuff. That's all.
Hey, yeah, it's actually worth it.
It's not,
though. If you're the one selling it, it's worth it.
If you're having to sell drugs in the first place, then obviously you're not very good at it.
If there's no one selling it, where would we get drugs?
From the fucking drugstore. I don't fucking know. Okay. Obviously, some people need to sell it, but quit cutting it. We're not going to buy.
They're not going to just not cut it.
That's like going to get this fucking droid and opening it up and finding a fucking iPhone inside of it. That's not what I wanted. No, I'm taking it back. Quit cutting your shit. Sell us good products and we'll be good customers. Quit trying to fuck us every single fucking chance you get. I'm telling you, dude, I'm so done getting fucked
this
year.
That's what this world is about, dude.
I know. I'm done with it. I'm not.
Fuck everybody else. You got to make it.
I'm not getting fucked anymore. I am going to do the
fucking.
You're
a pussy.
I will.
You are going to get fucked because you are a pussy.
No. No more.
You are a pussy.
I'm going to rape
you
so hard.
You are a fucking pussy. Ow, you motherfuck.
Oh. I just broke her neck. And my notebook. Got it. What? I broke her neck. Hey. 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 Can we finish this, please? All right. Well, Pot Stuff Bear, that's awesome. Hey.
What are you doing?
You just fucking hit the thing in my throat and shoved it
your
back.
Your Adam's apple? No, did I really? I didn't mean to do that.
Yeah, you really fucking hit that, like, really fucking hard.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious!
I was totally just fucking around. Really? Wow, I was totally just playing. I apologize. Are you cool?
No, I'm not cool. Could you just go on, please? Let's finish this. I want to just not be on air right now. Hurry
What's the matter?
You just jammed the lump in my throat back to the fucking back of my throat. It hurts.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Could I possibly be any more pissed off at you right now? No!
I don't know.
I could not be!
Really? It's almost 2010. Well, do you want to hear a story from Florida? About an 11-year-old girl and her 15-year-old boyfriend trying to set their mother on fire? No? No? Do you want to read questions?
Just do something.
Well, you're... I apologize. All right, well, we got a few more questions sent in to that formspring.me/thejamhole. Where did we leave off? Do you remember? We talked about the tits equals new subscribers, right? Mm-hmm. Why the cover-up? And having sex with all the celebrities, right?
I think it was after the
Churro
anal fissure.
Or Burrow?
Did it was after the anal fissure.
Oh, was it?
I think so.
Oh, shit. Okay. Does it hang to the right or left?
It hangs to the left.
Oh, well, I replied, if you listen to the show, you should know that. Just ask my bitch girlfriend. What word best completes the following series? Ready? Mm-hmm. Artery, beach, circle, blank, Eucharist.
That doesn't even have any kind of fucking sense at all.
It does, though.
It does not.
Really?
Artery, beach...
Circle. Blank. Eucharist.
I don't get it.
The first letter of every word, A, B, C, blank, E.
Okay.
But the choices were A, anal, B, coke, C, stripper, or D, cunnilingus. So I replied, I would think, according to your pattern, that a word starting with the letter D would best complete the series. Since that is not an option, I can't think of anything better to go with the Holy Eucharist, a beach, a circle, and an artery than C, a stripper. Thank you. How far would you go with a dude sexually? You mentioned you would let a dude blow you. Would you do more? I replied, nah.
I bet you would, because you're a fucking pussy.
Nah.
And you like to get fucked, because you're a pussy.
How's your Adam's apple?
How's your dick?
It's great.
Not sucked.
That's fine. It will be.
Is it? Is it?
It's gonna be. You have a cunty attitude.
You just almost choked me, you
idiot. I was playing.
It still hurts.
Well, I apologize.
I don't care if you're playing or not. And you gave me total shit about not sucking your dick. Fuck you.
You. Okay. I said, nah, I'm not gay or anything. The only reason I would let a dude blow me is because getting your dick sucked is not gay. If you're a guy sucking dick, that's gay, but not my problem. Keep in mind, if my girlfriend would blow me every now and then, this wouldn't be an issue. And you can find all these at, like I said, forumspring.me/thejamhole. Any chance you'll do a drunk show? Have you not heard any of the eps right after the Keith and the Girl cruise? Those are all drunk shows. Plus, any night me and Danny have sparks is usually a drunk show towards the end. They are fun to do, but probably not much fun to listen to. Marry, fuck, kill. Do you know this game?
Nope.
You say marry, fuck, kill, and then you give three names. Who would you marry?
Marry, fuck, or kill?
Right, so marry, fuck, kill, Keith, Hemda, Danny. So my reply, well, shit. I suppose I would have to marry Danny, fuck Hemda, and that would force my hand to kill Keith. I don't think he would be too thrilled that I fucked Hemda. Thank you. Right? That's the only way you can win that one, right?
I don't know.
I could kill you, fuck Hemda, but then I'd marry Keith, and that's no good.
You can marry Hemda, she has less debt, fuck me, and then kill Keith.
Yeah, but then I'd have to do a show with Hemda. And I don't
She's
think we
used
would,
to doing a talk show.
Not with me. I don't think we would get along very well on a show.
Well,
we're both too assertive.
That sucks for you when
strung.
You go to find a new co-host.
Well, that's why I'm not gonna. Tried to pee on Danny yet? Fuck yes. But the only time I can get away with it is when we shower together.
And we don't shower together.
Right.
I think we did that once.
Do you have any current or past desire to move from Montana?
Yes.
Yes, but my desire to never, ever fill out another job application far outweighs it.
I don't give a fuck. I would move at the drop of a hat.
Well, you don't have anything to, like, you don't have a job that is totally awesome. And
well,
all
I'm
that
building
shit.
Up something, and I'm trying to, so.
There?
In the midst of, where? What, at Florida?
What?
What?
What are you talking about?
You said there, and I said where.
Oh. No, there. Where are you building up?
I'm trying to put something together, and I might be having something in the works to have a stable, awesome fucking job that I run.
That's not washing dishes?
That's not washing dishes.
That would be awesome.
And you would not have to work if you did come with me.
Me?
If I let you come with
me. Where are you going?
None of your business. I'm not telling you yet until I know for sure.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
2010, looking really awesome so far, right? Yeah, I hate looking for a job. I won't be moving till we podcast for a living because I am never going to have to look for a job again. What's your deal with always wanting a blowjob? Do you feel it's a must or do you never get them at all? Well, it's the whole thing that we as humans want what we can't have. Plus, have you ever had your dick sucked? It's mucho amazing. So yeah, if I got them once in a while, I wouldn't ask all the time. But since I don't, I have to. It's a must for any penis-packing person. Gotta get the dick sucked. Great question. Thanks. And last one. Have you ever wanted to scoot across the carpet like a dog because your butt itched so much?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, I think anyone who has an asshole has wanted to do that. Just be careful because rug burn on the taint or anus sucks way worse than just an itchy butthole.
Lord Zeno says, did you know the guys that made Home Movies also made Metalocalypse? Yes. I did not know
Brandon
that.
Small.
Because Home Movies sucked my
Home Movies
ass.
Was awesome, and I told you that sometime
it
before,
sucked.
But
it
you
sucked.
Probably didn't
Total
hear me.
Total fucking asshole.
I liked it.
It sucked.
Great show.
It sucked.
Yeah, well.
It sucked.
Coming from the girl that doesn't like sucking cock, I don't think that...
That my vote matters, cool.
Not when it comes to Home
mouth.
Movies
cool.
And Metalocalypse.
Okay, cool. Whatever.
I know.
It's fine.
Moving on. We have voicemail.
Guitar Hero Dave says, Matt, would you rather get a blowjob from a guy or fuck Danny?
Well, obviously fuck Danny, but...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? I thought you said sometimes. That blowjobs are so much better.
I said...
You're like, they feel so much better. Could you please just suck my dick?
It's the whole fact that sometimes I don't want to have to do all of the work, and I would like to just sit back and relax and get off. That's all.
Destel says, meh, I'd rather eat pussy than have my dick sucked.
Well.
Oh.
You're a liar.
Is he 12?
Probably. All right, we got a couple voicemails, and then we're going to probably call it an evening here. First one, our friend Troy. Play, please.
Hey, Matt and Danny, it's Low Mars. I have a question for you all. If you had the choice of getting rid of one or the other, what would you choose? Would you choose to get rid of every single bit of digital information you stored on any hard drive or iPod or any photo that you've uploaded to the internet? Any bit of digital information you have will be deleted, or everything that you own will, everything from your clothes to computer will be taken away. But like you'll still get to keep all your music and stuff. It'll just be put on a CD, but like you don't get to keep any of your clothes or anything. Which one would you choose, to get rid of all your digital information or everything you own and just be handed CDs of all your digital information? All right, bye.
Well, obviously, I would just get rid of all of my digital stuff and then go re-download it later. That's all.
Exactly.
Dumb question.
But
why would I ever want to do that?
I don't really have an attachment to that shit, so it doesn't matter.
All right, next voicemail, 26, checking in.
Hey, it's 26. I'm calling from my droid. No big deal. I just got a body glove case for $20 at the Verizon store. And so anyways, I'm fucking listening to talk radio right now. They're talking about that motherfucker that had, like, some fucking bomb in his underwear, which you're probably going to discuss on the episode that I haven't listened to yet, which was yesterday. But anyways, so this dumb cunt motherfucking bitch calls into this fucking radio show, this motherfucker host. Guest host called Mark Simone, and she's like, well, I think they show us that we need profiling. You know what? You don't need fucking racial profiling. You know what you need? You need a fucking brain. This motherfucker was buying a one-way ticket from Amsterdam to Detroit. That's the most retarded thing ever. Why would you leave the best city ever for the worst city ever, as far as Europe and America are concerned? So, like, this bitch is retarded. He has a one-way ticket and he's paying in cash. All of those things are called suspicious behaviors. You know what wasn't a suspicious behavior? The fact that he was Muslim. Because that has nothing to fucking do with it. And if you start, like, do they really think that that's going to do anything, yo? Like, if they're like, all right, we're going to screen every single fucking Muslim rackhead at the fucking airport. Well, and you know what? People are just going to fucking start hiring white motherfuckers that want to kill themselves. About that. To just fucking blow up the plane then. And like, it's fucking Timothy McVeigh was like a fucking white racist. And so, I'm just saying this fucking racism that's all around this goddamn country. And yeah, I hate a lot of people that live here because they're racist assholes. That's about it.
That's so awesome. And that's the only thing it did do was now you can't get up or have anything in your hands the last hour of flights.
Right.
And they do that already, and you wonder why none of the other nations like us, because we do stupid shit like that. Just because, that's so stupid. And that is a good idea, because there have been white people that went over there and tried to get in with Al-Qaeda. And you know what Al-Qaeda did? They fucking sent them back. They're like, you white guys are lazy. You have no fucking concept of what we're doing here. You're no good to us. And they sent them back, dude. So.
Do you have any fuck my life?
Not just one, let me tell you. No, I don't.
Well, what's the one?
I can't ever get my dick sucked. Fuck my life. Is that, I mean, that's off the cuff, so I didn't write that or anything, but.
Okay.
I do got one more story, though, before we get out of here. This is great. This is a testament to the younger generation that will soon be our future. Okay? Let me set the scene for you. Highway in the UK. A fuel tanker hit three cars and exploded, right?
Good.
So now we have fire. Two sisters were dying in their burning car on a stretch of the Prince's Highway, and their mother begged for someone to help them. You know what people did?
Nothing.
They took out their phones and they filmed it.
Yep.
I can't get near that, but I gotta zoom. rescuers at the scene on Monday's horror fuel tanker crash that killed the girls and a truck driver told yesterday of their disgust at the behavior of some of the onlookers. Quote, "We saw people filming it. It will probably be on YouTube." Oh, I hope.
We should search that.
We should search that. Absolutely. Quote, "There were a lot of people coming with towels. There were a lot of people coming with water. And then there was the younger generation with their mobile phones." Ms. Harrison was one of several people who arrived at the Princess Highway crash scene at East Lynn. She was among those who helped rescue the girls' parents, Dave and Debbie Bridge, 47 and 40, from their crashed and burning Subaru. The Uladula parents and their daughters, Jordan, 13, and Makili, 11, were in the last of three cars to be struck by the runaway fuel tanker, which then exploded, which is a scene right out of
Final Destination 2.
Yes. Thank you. You're in death's design, and you are effed.
It's time to die.
Don't cross any streets, because all of a sudden, bam, a bus. They always do that, out of nowhere. I looked both ways, and it wasn't there.
Or the glass plate. That was one of my
favorites. Yeah, that was pretty wicked. The rescuers described heartbreaking scenes after the couple were dragged from the car by those first at the scene with the help of Mr. Montgomery, who suffered burns to his hands. Rural Fire Service volunteers said that after Miss Bridge was freed from the wreck of the family Subaru, she walked to the middle of the highway and cried, "My children! Where are my babies? Where are my babies? Where are my babies? My children! Will someone get my children?"
No.
Everyone was like, nah. Hold on, zoom. Nah.
Hey, Guitar Hero Dave says, "My girlfriend will not suck my dick, and she left my ass. Now I have to do this podcast by myself. Fuck my life."
Oh, that sucks.
Oh, yeah, it does.
That sucks. Are you leaving? Is that what you're hinting at?
So somebody died, huh?
Why would you leave me?
Why would I leave you?
Why would you possibly
do
that?
Asshole.
And it's all just me?
I have never been mean to you, dude. I'm not mean to you at all.
Okay.
You're fucking mean.
It's all me. Yep, you're right. It's all me. Quote, "Both parents were screaming out their daughters. We went back to the girls. There was no way we could get in there. But we got some awesome footage up on YouTube." The girls appeared to be still alive at that stage, but then a massive explosion rocked the car. Do you think maybe that's why also no one wanted to get near it? Because there's a fucking fuel tanker on fire that could explode at any minute.
Maybe.
And the fact that
that might be the smarter idea.
We don't like your kids either, so.
Obviously.
There was a lot of people around on the northern end of the incident taking photos or filming it. It did piss me off, he said. Shouldn't have got hit, I guess, huh? Mrs. Harrison said Mr. Bridge was placed on a fire blanket nearby and cried as he struggled for breath, telling her, "My girls! My girls!"
My girl,
talking about my fucking girls, my girls, my girls. You know what, though? Now you can live the life you always wanted. and that sucks. So, yeah, they were traveling from Christmas celebrations, and now their kids are dead. Merry Christmas, right?
Woo.
Okay. Well, thank you guys so fucking much. Last show of the decade. Saturday, Jam Hole Rediscovery. We're on episode 8, I believe. Episode 8? Yeah. Episode 8. So,
someone else started a rediscovery.
Yeah, I saw that. That's fun. Yeah. That happens.
You don't want to, like, name who it is?
Nah, it's cool. Everyone knows who it is. It's
well.
Not, it's...
Hey, dude. Hey, dude. That was us.
What?
We had it first.
Oh, well, they podcasted first, so... I don't know
so,
what to say.
We didn't do, like, a music rediscovery, okay?
I did a little bit, but not like
that. Oh,
you
fag.
I was just hanging out playing music. Like, going through full discographies of everybody.
Pussy.
I suck.
Pussy.
Danny says, that's it, I'm out. Fuck this shit. I don't need it.
I don't need it.
I don't need it either. I agree. Fully. Okay. 100%. So, the next episode will be Friday, which is January 1st. 2010.
Is it January 1st?
This is the last episode of the old decade. Friday will be the first episode of a new decade. Okay. Out with the old, in with the new. Thank you guys so much. TheJamHole.com/donate. If you guys have any extra spare PayPal change, like our friend just donated, I appreciate that. Even if it's $4, every little bit helps for sure. TheJamHole.com, that's where all our shit's at. Email us info@TheJamHole.com, /Twitter, /MySpace, /YouTube, /Facebook, /Tumblr, all that good stuff. /Danny, it's her Twitter. You can find out how much she fucking hates me. It's always a good read. Anything else?
No.
No, there's something else I'm forgetting. What am I forgetting?
Voicemails,
right? Check.
Maybe to beg me to stay?
No, I don't think that was it. No, there's okay. Something else I'm forgetting.
Who your next co-host is going to be.
Don't do that. Why would you ever bring that up?
Don't do that.
Are you doing that?
Maybe.
Why would you do that?
Because you're a jerk.
Well...
Everybody has, like, direct messaged me and said, you know what? I would have got my ass chewed if I did that to my girlfriend.
If what? If
you.
I asked my girlfriend to suck my dick?
If you were pointing it out all the goddamn time and just constantly
bugging me about
it. It's
not all the goddamn time. And you know what? I wasn't even going to bring it up except
you're like, oh,
you were like...
Be a girlfriend. Be a girlfriend. A real girlfriend sucks dick. A real girlfriend loves giving blowjobs. I just want to get my dick sucked. I don't want to have to give anything in return. I just want to get my dick sucked. I just want to get my dick sucked. Fuck you and your goddamn dick. I don't care anymore.
Okay. Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam. The Jam. The Jam. TheJamHole.com.